Begin the current daf and sechlis vachon daf hey. We begin amid basic and tismas to begin this gemara. About eitzim al bain baketayres, those things in behem mishum tuma. And the reason why holds Reb Shimon is because they're not edible. But today's bothered with a question. So we begin to say, wait a second, my yiri. Why do you have to say mishum dein nechum because they're not edible? Typically, what do you mean? It's sufficient that they don't have the halach of tuma because the inis of tuma chalalim because the prohibition of tuma cannot take effect in them. Why do yesh ben meila because it already has a previous issa of meila. Reb Shimon here, we're going like Reb Shimon Daman that he says increase the halach of gimel base in pickle by oil. There's no pickle by a carbon oil by a noisa, but there's no issa of a noisa by oil by an oil. Because once it's prohibited, so it can't another issa. So how could issa tuma take effect if it already has the issa of the prior issa of meila? V'oid. Moreover, another question says chatoyis hapanimius. I might talk to Martina may pickle Reb Shimon. Why, according to Reb Shimon, do you need a mirror to exclude them from pigol? But my chayav and leimishum nice of a tummy, and why you chayav and nice of a tummy? What is bo meila already has issa meila? Rain is a chalissa, and therefore the other prohibition cannot take effect on that. Meanwhile, bezeish the regarding this is tasty. What you can say is the mishkach is like you could find a case laachash anita chabasa after the meat gets like melted, like heated up. The nine rule lachila, but still edible. Wait, did not meila? Then mishmeila dav tesem enough. The meila ben achita chabasa. The meal is only until the meat like melts. After that, there's no me'ila, so then the iser, other iserim could take effect. But from pigle is difficult. But then actually pigle gets removed mechimashlaba or when the fire takes effect. But from wood is difficult. They have me'ila forever. So how could you have tuma that you would need to say this halacha is not edible? Ein ezach halissa. Hashem says we can say is the tanur Reb Shimon the hacha. You're right. The Tanna Reb Shimon over here, sabla kahuta under Reb Shimon, like a specific opinion. Reb Shimon, the Amar Hasam that says over there, yes, pickle by island. There actually is pickle by carbon island. Yes, nice by island. And therefore, again, that wouldn't be a reason why they obviously don't hold that the Isser cannot take effect. And if you need to have a separate reason, but Yishlam, another approach you could say is the Mishkach is labas achas. Truth is, you could have it when they happen. Right, Einis achalis would be a problem, but it's when they happen at the same time. Like when they bring two pubic hairs at the same time. So you could say is that none of them came first. We have a minder that brought two pubic hairs after it became pigle and tummy. And regarding him, Ismail never came first, and therefore two Ismail could take effect. It's a little bit difficult. There's how the unpaired dam shechita. The Gemara says increasing of chav gimel beis. Man dame in this chalis. According to one that says that no, if you have a pre-existing iser, another iser cannot take effect. Kol chaylo my avidle. So wait a second. So the Gemara there asks, what does it say that you know you can't eat the chaylo, but you already have the iser that's there before him. Mukila, we explained b'vlad the kachim. Okay, we're talking about the offspring of the kachim. But look me b'ha, b'vishti sairus achakach. One says when the two pubic hairs are brought after it, tafali b'vasach, that's considered one time. So it says, you're right. Umiyu, b'lavachik sha'apir kamashani. Anyways, the Gemara has a good answer. Now, b'zein la'akshah, don't ask. L'man da'am, according to one holds, ein ezchalis of a kachim. According to one holds that, even by kachim, another issa cannot take effect on a pre-existing one. L'man likra. Why do you need a pasuk to exclude dam from nois of tamei? Do itzroch levi shteis iris achakach davik kebavas achas kedepirishna. So what Tais is saying is that Tais is addressing is that we need a pasuk because even though you're saying what do you mean it's already forbidden as dam, and by kachim you say inis achalisa. But still, we said we need it for the case of the cotton that becomes an adult, where the two sperm take effect at the same time. And to say that still, he's not mechayev for nice and tummy. But says Taisa Miu, however, lemaid the boy lememem the perik dal arach, according to what the Gemara wants to say in Yavam, is that lemaigim l'av, Reb Shimon, according to Reb Shimon, afil b'vas achas, lestle, that actually, he holds even in such a situation, you would say, in his ghalalism, then kashi, right, would be difficult, what we're saying. Because it wouldn't help for that case, because it doesn't hold in that case. Then he says, Mata begins the Gemara, Tama Leimer, learn the Pasuk, Hashem Akdishim Li. So learn that we include for the Isar Tumah, everything, even things that don't have Matir. Now, says Taisis, Gabe Tuma Ksiv. This is written in the context of Tuma. Amar B'Hochmanei, we're learning there from here called everything. Navadamais Labibrais L'El. I, the Gemara brings it previously, Gabi Pigel, Hainu, the Shaykh Tuma, Ba'ifers, Umanachas. It's not a contradiction. Because after that, we bring the Drasha, the Gemara, regarding Tuma, that includes all other Karbonas. So then, Vadoasin, Naisa, Chilachil, Mituma, and then a Pigel of an Min Naisa. Well, Achash Riba, Kasav, called Dov, Mituma, and then after that, you include everything from Tuma, Chayzma, Mait, the Pigel. Then we go and we exclude from Pigel, Mechlal Prad, Uklal, to say that something that does not have Matirin is not going to be included. This says, Mat begins the Gemara, Yeshla Matirin, and if something has a Bemeda, Mishi, Ikru, Matirin, once you have Korv Matirin, then you're going to be Chayav on Tuma. Now, Mikol Tor, Yoichel Basar, that the truth is, it's from Kol Tar Yechel Bavasa that Darshin Lebekam Yitzra, but the Gemara says Menachdav Chafayi Mebeis Ube Samach, and the Gemara is going to explain why you need two drashes to learn out from the Pasuk Yikrav and from Kol Tar Yechel Basar that it's only once you have Kavar Matirin that the Halacha applies. He says not to begin the word the Gemara Shekein Gezel. So Pesach Rashi explains that what are we saying that we're comparing that we should learn out from Tuma, because they're similar with Gezel, says it's an acronym. And the Lamed, he says, Hainu Chil Chil, which has a Lamed over there, that for that, they both say the word Chil. So it says, because Basa Achi, after this, the Parach, the Gemara asks, Adrab to the contrary, Min Pigel Neiluf, Yishalun, Neisum Min Pigel, Shekin Hutu Bechulu. Wait a second, Maile Yama Gamkein, why do you say also Shekin Oven Oven? If you're learning out things that are similar, and like you see words, even Chil, so it should say Oven Oven, which they have the same. So therefore, Perish Rach, Rabbi Nachman explains that actually, Lama de Gezel, Hainu Kulai, it's the word Kulai, because Pigel Shaykh Bechola Carbon, Pigel applies by the whole carbon. And so it's talking about characteristics, not words. Avonaisa Betuma, Shaykh Bechatech Achas, it could be even just one part of it. And that's what the Lama is referring to, the word Kulai, not to the word Chil that's written in the Torah.